producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Nobody's angry here. Seven after the hour.
Right. Quite the contrary. I'm pretty excited today, Dougie.
How's that, Jennifer?
Broncos. Because
you're broadcasting in New Hampshire, and I'm a political nerd. The Broncos just won the Super Bowl. It was my birthday weekend. And you're going to talk to Governor Gilmore, right?
What's not to like?
And the North Koreans launched a missile.
Okay, you don't have to be rude. Don't ruin my parade, man.
Don't rain on your parade?
Don't rain on
my
parade.
I'm just looking at all of the attention. Richie and I were talking off the air. There are two things today that seem to be motivating people to have a conversation. One of them is where I am in New Hampshire in the primary. And the other one is the Super Bowl. And people, I've actually just done a little poll here. Excuse me. Went downstairs to get some fruit. And everybody, you can't get out of it. Now, it's amazing this has changed in the last hour. This is sort of the behind-the-scenes stuff. I went down to talk to the lady who's serving the breakfast. And I said, looking at some of the broadcasters that we all would know. And I said, did he give you a good tip? And I'm not going to tell you who it was. He said, vote for his candidate.
Oh, come on. Who was it?
Well, I don't gotta say.
It's a show. Come on.
No, I'm not going to because
Why?
It's not fair. Unless we have everybody represented. The top 10 talk topics last week, number one with our listeners was the Zika virus, which pretty much amazes me, seeing as I have said consistently on the air, oftentimes whatever I say, that's where the audience kind of goes. And I don't mean that to be, to sound like a jerk. I'm just saying that oftentimes what you focus on, what you talk about, people remember. I can see no big deal around the Zika virus. I see it as a problem for women who are pregnant, something to look out for, and that's where the danger is, because it's just, you can't tell if you've gotten a mosquito bite, what kind of mosquito it is. But for it to have this overwhelming influence, the 15% attributed to the Flint water situation, I agree with that, especially when you find out that they've been talking off the record, the politicians, bureaucrats, about there being Legionnaire's disease. They knew that in Flint months before all this came up. I mean, you talk about people that should be run out of town on a rail. That whole damn, the government in that whole state should be run out of town on a rail. 13% of you thought, or 14% actually, the presidential race, the Iowa caucus. Be interesting to see how that shapes up when it comes to the New Hampshire primary. Excuse me. The air is very dry in here as well. So, the interest...
Because all the politicians walking around
are
sucking all the oxygen out of the room.
Nothing left.
And their surrogates. It's the politicians and their surrogates and the people who are running around with them that are getting pictures. We posted it to Facebook. Is it both Facebook and Twitter, Richie, where it was posted? Picture me just sitting
on Facebook.
Here
I'll put it on Twitter.
The program. Yeah. And I had to be convinced to come up here because I didn't really want to, and it wasn't like it was a big deal one way or another. Some candidate's not going to win or lose because he or she has exposure or the ideas have exposure. I'm not really even interested in talking to... Oh, you shouldn't say that too loud. I am one of those.
John T. Russell?
Yeah.
Or Doug C. Scala?
No. No. And so they don't have any, they're about, everybody's hawking their stuff, and they just come by you. That's what that was. Somebody's got a book to stick in front of you. Want to talk about this book? No, I don't want to talk about that book.
Yeah, and I'm on the air right now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Very professional.
Right.
At any rate, Jennifer, how did this come down?
You need to get a sign.
I have a sign. It's right in front of my nose. That was in the picture. You saw the picture. Was he right? It says on air?
Yeah.
Wasn't that part of the picture? Yeah. Okay, anyway.
You're right. No, really. I'm on air.
Yeah.
Can you write that?
I'm not kidding. Right. So anyway.
You were asking, yes.
How did this shake out for you in terms of the top ten on this list? I want to know what you and Richie thought was number one.
From last week?
Yeah.
Oh, the Iowa caucus, for sure.
Okay. All right, Richie, what about you?
I would have to agree. There really wasn't a lot that rattled my tree last week. So the Iowa caucus was kind of an easy one
now,
to win first.
So to be fair, this list is produced by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and it's a result of listening to and monitoring talk radio stations and programs and hosts around the country. I can't imagine, I guess I kind of get the focus on it, but I haven't heard anybody talking about the refugee problem in Europe.
I don't even understand why. There was a lot going on last week with women and refugees. There was a bunch of stories talking about how the refugees in Europe and in Russia, both places, were in a lot of trouble for groping, molesting women, essentially, so much so that in Russia, a group of refugees got the bejesus beaten out of them by some Russians because the refugees were treating these women inappropriately, and the Russians said, that's not how we do it here.
Why does that echo here in our country?
Oh, because last week it was being argued on in Washington at the Capitol why we should accept refugees into this country or not.
Because of that issue?
Well, not because of that issue, but that was one of the stories that came out last week while this debate was going on. But, yeah. I mean, that's been the debate, is that if we let refugees in, it looks like there's going to be upwards of 60,000 that come into this country. It's a
more.
Huge number.
Yeah,
it changes the demographic. The number they give you is always a low ball. You
right.
know, there'll
yep.
always be more.
It's always not true.
And, you know, it's hard to imagine how you get these people to assimilate into our culture, and I don't know that they do. And, you know, the difference is these are not westernized people. These are people that they've been raised a certain way, and that's built into their DNA, essentially. Mm-hmm. And are we ready for that here? I mean, these are people that don't like women. You want to talk about supporting women. Women are not that important in the culture to people operating under Sharia law.
So then, under that circumstance,
a lot of rights.
What if we let them come here? What is that? What sort of problem does that create or pose? We are here to help. And I think we ought to always be here to help. But are we helping the right way? Are we helping ourselves as well as... See, that's the problem. We help others, but we're not helping ourselves. We need to be helping ourselves and others
Correct.
At the same time.
Which is
what
Donald Trump says pretty often.
Right. Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of different things, and no one's talking about it. It's either yes or no. Either we let the refugees in or we don't. That seems to be where the discussion has gone.
I say
but
no.
But there are so many other things that we can do. If we're desperate to throw away money at these refugees, send them money somewhere. Place to get them resettled. Do you know we can help 11-1? That's the ratio of how much help we can give. Based on if you send somebody here, you can help one person. If you give money to where they are already, you can help 11 people for the same amount of money. You help more for less if you help people over there. Plus, under UN regulations, you're supposed to resettle refugees to the closest area to the conflict zone. That's not Nebraska. That's Saudi Arabia. That's Iran. We just lifted sanctions on Iran. We should be putting the pressure on Iran to take people in. Saudi Arabia, they've got empty tents sitting in the desert waiting for people. I mean, this is what I don't get. Why are we bringing people here?
And neither does anybody
when they
else
should go there?
Common sense.
And it's
There's
better
no
for anybody.
Sense.
You're going to get refugees getting the snot kicked out of them like they did in Russia when they start groping women around here. I mean, it's not good for anybody. Really,
no.
True.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Rich at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. 15 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy. With Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV. So you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services.
Howard Gilmore, if we can. All right, it's 20 Guerrero, 18 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. So one of the things that I found dismaying yesterday, I watched, and actually Meredith and I were talking about this last night on the phone, one of the players, I don't remember who it was, grabbing another one by the face mask and basically ripping, like,
so that would have been the Broncos guy to leave. Yeah.
He could have broken his neck.
Yep.
For God's sakes. And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
But he saved the touchdown, Doug.
Well, but you know what? Is that if he'd have broken the guy's neck, is it worth it to save the touchdown?
Yes, it was.
I think that's a dangerous thing for you to say, frankly. I think that's a horrible. I mean, that shows you the cult of damnation.
It really makes a big deal, though. I know what you're saying about how we are watching a gladiator thing. He got penalized heavily. And
well, you heard
that one player, I believe he was on, I don't think he was on Denver, I think he was on Carolina. They were doing all the concussion protocols, and they make such a big deal talking about it on the telecast. And you know that the NFL must put the pressure on him to do it. He, you know, on the field, the independent doctors review him, and then they go into the locker room for the protocol test and blah, blah, blah. You know, they're making a big deal about talking about
it. One of the Broncos, but yeah.
Yeah, it was at one of the Broncos. They're making a big deal about talking about it.
Here's a Facebook posting on this. My son plays middle linebacker in high school, so the issue of concussions and the way football safety is addressed is very important. What I have not read or seen is what are the lives of players who have this CTE-like in their later years. Do they suffer from dementia so badly that they are debilitated? I thought it was interesting. The owner of the Broncos has Alzheimer's. And his wife read a statement at the end of the broadcast, thanking everybody for their support and yada, yada. But I just find, now this person says they saw a concussion, and if the portrayal of player Mike Webster was even halfway accurate, it's a scary thought. It is. Football is scary.
Thank you. If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Past the hour, Doug Stephens, good day. Jennifer, Rich, and Doug with you here with our My Three Songs contest. This is one of our favorite parts of the day where we play three songs and you have to find the theme. We play one song, okay. Two songs, three songs, and then you tell us what these three songs have in common.
Yes, you will.
All right, Doug, coming up, one of the songs from one of your favorite bands.
Yes, did they? I didn't see the whole halftime show. Did they sing this in the... I can't imagine they wouldn't have sung this.
They did not.
Really?
Sure they did. Yes, they did. They opened with it.
888-302-3684. So even though we're doing all kinds of different things this morning, we have some things that are the usual, and the three songs contest certainly is something that people like. So if you're good at figuring things out, help yourself to 888-302-3684. We have three songs, and you tell us why the three songs are together. First one, Viva La Vida by Coldplay. Crank it up, Richie. This was the biggest song of 2008, by the way, in case you didn't know that. This is Coldplay's only number one single in the United States. They've hit the top of the charts all over the world. They won a Grammy for the Song of the Year, became one of the six songs to sell more than 4 million downloads in the U.S. A great, great song. Great song.
People couldn't believe what I've become.
So the first song is Viva La Vida, Coldplay. Next song, Katy Perry. And number one hit for her from 2013.
Top already, gosh.
Yeah, her eighth number one single. She had one more since then. This should be easy by now. You should have figured it out. Right? 888-302-3684. Give you a copy of Maria Trilogy's new book, Life is Worth Living When You Do the Work. Great inspiration in there. All right, so Roar by Katy Perry is number two. She's won two. Why'd you stop the music? You don't like the song?
It's hard to hear.
What, over me?
I either have to play you or the music.
What are the really? Other Dougie?
Is that
he's
noisy
broadcasting
here?
From New Hampshire,
yeah.
And he's got a crowd of thousands behind him. Yeah.
I do actually have a lot of people in this room, hundreds, not thousands, but there are hundreds of people around here. All right, Bruno Mars in Just the Way You Are is number 3. When I see turn my microphone up a little bit. She has that.
Good.
Number one from 2010. This was his first single, first number one song. He had 6 so far in his career. Won a Grammy, certified 6-time platinum, and was the best-selling digital single for 2011. All right, so what do we have cooking there, Richie? 888-302-3684. What do these 3 songs have in common? Viva La Vida by Coldplay, Roar by Katy Perry, and Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars.
You can talk to Bridget.
Bridget, hello. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
It's fine.
That's good. Where are you?
In Salisbury, Maryland.
All right. We have lots of people on the shore listening. So what do you think the commonality is between these 3 songs?
Dealing with the Super Bowl theme song.
Well, that's close enough, Rich, don't you think?
Yes.
The 3 most recent performers for the halftime shows at the Super Bowl. Bruno Mars was 2 years ago. Katy Perry was last year. Coldplay this year. So you want a copy of this book. You will love, love, love this book. Hold on just a second. And Rich, will get the information from you as we get to 28 past the hour. And Warren Eckstein up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. People often ask me, Warren, why does my dog or cat do certain things that embarrass me? Let me give you an example. Why does my dog drink out of the toilet bowl? I get this question all the time, and very few people really know the answer. And there is a specific reason that your dog does drink out of the toilet bowl. The toilet bowl is made out of ceramic. There is nothing in your home that will keep water cooler than ceramic. So the water in your toilet bowl is the coolest water in the home, therefore attracting the dog to it. Another question I get often is, why does my cat rub against people? It's not because your cat has dry skin. It's not because your cat is itchy, but cats enjoy putting their scent on other people, kind of a way of claiming them. So the next time you have people over and your cat goes over and rubs their head against them or rubs up against them, it's not because the cat is itching. You just tell your guest that the cat just told you that he's in charge, because let's face it, they are. I'll more next time.
Recently, Verizon had to use tiny red balls to try to make you think they had a much better network than Sprint. But there's one big thing they left out. The new Sprint LTE Plus network delivers faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. While Verizon seems to be focused on tiny balls, Sprint has been obsessively focused on building the network of the future. And to celebrate, Sprint is cutting their rates in half. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rates. You get the new Sprint LTE Plus network with faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And we'll even cover your cost to switch, up to $650 per line. Only from Sprint. Better for less.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to inline port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings to $1,818 after pay full amount. Restrictions apply. Buy up for your reward card after online registration and phone turn-in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Fishing boats are leaving, seagulls follow just above the water.
33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the seat of the activity. The big deal tomorrow, obviously, in New Hampshire is the primary. I was almost going to use the term caucus. Governor Jim Gilmore is here, who's one of the Republican candidates. I guess this, we were just talking about this off the air, how people are saying this is a governor's race. You decided to get into this. For whatever the reason, I mean, with me, when you separated Martin Luther King Day from Robert E. Lee Day, I thought that was a significant thing, and that's sort of when you came into my radar. Mm-hmm. And so what sort of the big things versus the smaller things? But the smaller things oftentimes add up to bigger things. You've done a lot of important things as governor of Virginia, but for whatever the reason, you haven't gotten the traction that you may deserve. How do you feel? It's like the news media. Who's the culprit, or is there a culprit today?
Well, you put two things in there, so let me address them real quick. Number one, you're right about the separation of Martin Luther King Day from Robert Lee. I didn't think that you had to be disrespectful of anybody. That's what I was trying to do, was right, to preserve those things. But, I think the real problem right now is the Republicans are sending this message that we're going to scapegoat people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm against that. I'm for including people, and that was always my my track record. Now, with respect to the race, yeah, you're right. The national media are trying to shape the race and decide for the people who they get to see and who they don't get to see. And I think that's wrong. And, Doug, when I become the President of the United States, we're going to have a serious conversation with the Federal Communications Commission about all this free advertising that they're giving their selected candidates. Donald Trump said the other day he didn't have to spend any money for broadcasting. He's getting it all for free.
Right. I mean, he's become the darling of the set because he gets headlines. But do we know any more about Donald Trump than we know about you? Your record, I mean, we all know what he has done as a businessman. Here, listen, look at this. You and I are having a conversation about Trump instead of about you. Well, I don't want to talk about Trump now. I want to talk about
well,
you.
Let's talk about me.
Yeah.
I'm a native. I'm a home guy from Virginia.
Where in Virginia you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Richmond.
Yeah.
And my father was a meat cutter. We were a working class family. My mother was a secretary. I went to the public high school. I went to the University of Virginia and studied foreign policy. I joined the United States Army and became an Army intelligence.
You're the only veteran who's running in the entire slate on both sides.
That's correct. So in your listening area, nationwide, if anybody out there cares about whether or not there's a veteran in the race, I'm the only veteran. And I'm running on Veterans Affairs, too.
I mean, it should be. The veterans, you know, the whole VA is a GD mess.
Yeah. So, you know, my position is national security because this is a dangerous time. It's no time to be putting an amateur in the White House. It's going to endanger the country. Second, Veterans Affairs. And third, Second Amendment gun rights.
All right, let's get into the weeds a little bit, though, here. Because when I talk about Veterans Affairs and the gentleman who ran the New Hampshire Department for Veterans was here, and I said the same thing to him, and I say it on the air all the time. There isn't one contractor who doesn't get paid. Pentagon pays all the bills. Contractors get paid. So veterans who have put the uniform on, put their lives on the line, they come back, and half of them don't get any attention at all. What, 800 last year died because they couldn't get attention? How in the world is this not the number one, or certainly number two or number three, on the radar screen of candidates who are running?
Well, the problem you see is politicians want to pay lip service. But I actually have the background and the common history with veterans in this country as the only veteran in the race. And I know what needs to be done. I know that...
Can you get it done, though? Is it the bureaucracy so big there and elsewhere that you can, one guy, even with good intentions, can't get it done?
You know, that's a very legitimate question. But my experience as governor is that if you want to move things forward in a positive way, the chief executive can do that. And the President of the United States is in a position to make sure that the VA is managed properly. And you got to identify the problems. And I have done that, and I know what needs to be done. Veterans need to be treated with respect. Specific diseases, mental and otherwise, need to be addressed, like post-traumatic stress disorder and suicide danger. The open positions for psychologists in the VA need to be filled. The standard of care has to be the same for veterans in the VA process as it is into the private sector, or else they get to go to the private sector. And we have to have a legitimate appeals process for veterans who feel like that they're being turned down and then don't have a voice about those kinds of decisions. I know what to do because I am a veteran.
You and Rand Paul and Mrs. Fiorina, maybe more than any of the others, maybe Mike Huckabee, I believe, to go back to where we were a few minutes ago, we're disrespected because of how the people at, whether it's CNN or Fox or ABC, looked at the polls and said, okay, this guy is doing this in the polls according to the polls we decided we wanted to look at. But when you were in that circumstance, what was the air in the room like when you were with all these other candidates?
And well, I've done two of the debates, Doug. I did the first one in Cleveland, and then I did the one the other day in Des Moines. And, you know, I don't mean to be egotistical about this. I don't think my fellow Virginians know that I'm not that way, but all the independent commentators said I won that undercard debate last week.
Mm-hmm.
Even after being denied the right to be on the stage for months and months, I won the undercard debate. But not because of anything magical, because I was on there and I aggressively spoke out on the issues of importance to the people of the United States.
Okay. So do you have to, when you get money, you've got to have money. All of the candidates have to have money. That's the obscenity of this, the amount of money that it takes to run. How have you done that, and is that the problem? I mean, you think about the big backers, the little backers. You know, Bernie Sanders wants to make a big deal out of he's getting it a nickel and a dime at a time. How do you go about raising money? You had to raise money when running for governor.
I did, and I raised a lot of money when I was running for governor. This is a more challenging environment because of the way that the national media have shaped the campaign. But that's okay. I know how to run a campaign to get the message out there and get the job done. Look, if I had $5 million, we'd deliver more message. But the fact is that we are mailing into 55,000 households in New Hampshire, which means we're reaching 85,000 people, but not just with silly stuff. We're really talking about the national security.
What silly stuff? What do you deem silly
just
stuff?
Just going out there and doing, you know, beauty contest stuff is not enough. You have to talk to the people of the United States about their concerns. That's been my experience in Virginia, and that's national security, that's Veterans Affairs, and gun rights in this country.
All right. I can pick up on any one of those, but what I'm more interested in, frankly, as I listen to you and get the hang of who you are, the younger vote. How do you get people who are, they call them the millennials, how do we get people under 30 to support you and be interested in your campaign? How do you make that work?
Well, I think we are having success because we're speaking to their concerns. Doug, I don't know if you know, but 47% of people who come out of college now with a bachelor's degree can't get a decent job.
Right.
Because we have a lousy economy. Now, the president says it's all great, unemployment rates down and all that, but he ignores the fact that there's no labor participation, that young people are not getting career starts, 9 million Americans are working part-time, they want to work full-time. It's not a good, robust economy. And I know what needs to be done. We need to do tax reforms in this country to actually build up and encourage investment and business in this country so people are hired and wages go up.
All right, explain the tax reform specifically, if you will.
Sure, we're going to reform that personal tax code to 10, 15, to 25%. We're going to take all commercial activity and combine it and charge it at 15%, which will suddenly make us competitive around the world. We're going to eliminate the death tax.
Did the rest of these guys steal this idea from you? Because the rest of them are all saying that now.
Well, we published it in 2010. So, you know, that's okay. But the main point, you asked a question, how about young people? Young people know that they're not getting the career opportunities. Mm-hmm. They come out of college and they can't find anything and they're struggling and being turned down. And so they take a cheaper job. That's not good. That's not the country that I believe in. So I'm speaking to that. And on education, I was an education governor in Virginia. You know, I put 4,000 new teachers into the schools. I brought accountability into public education, higher education. I supported higher education. You know, but the main point I'm hearing right now from young people is they're saying, hey, look, we're frustrated because we're not getting career starts. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm addressing as a candidate for president.
Good to have you here. Good luck to you.
Hey, thank you.
Nice to visit with you.
Thank you.
Governor Jim Gilmore from Virginia, a presidential candidate here in New Hampshire. The primary is tomorrow.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Millions of us are going to send or give flowers to someone for Valentine's Day. Sometimes the hardest part is what to say in that note. Hannah Brencher, founder of a global initiative, The World Needs More Love Letters, partners with Teleflora this Valentine's Day to help coach America on the art of penning a love note for your Valentine.
The simple gesture of writing a love note is powerful and has motivated, inspired, and uplifted hundreds and thousands of people. However, finding the right words of expression for those we love, whether it's your husband, your girlfriend, mother, or friend, can be really difficult. For 1 week, February 3rd through the 12th, the folks at Teleflora are unveiling a free new service, the Teleflora Love Note Concierge. Simply call 844-8-IS-LOVE and a team of professional love note experts will be on call to help you write a loving sentiment that celebrates that one-of-a-kind love in your life.
Win the heart of your Valentine by sending Teleflora flowers and a love note. Call 844-8-IS-LOVE and share your one-of-a-kind love at #WhatIsLove.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably... probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
46 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Rich and Jennifer with you. Doug's taking a break. He's rubbing elbows with Carly Fiorina. Going to try and chat with her so we can bring that to you as well. But right now, Jennifer has the TV report.
Well, not too much new stuff.
It's all Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, not too much new stuff on TV tonight, except for the debut of Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. I know you'll be watching that. That's on TBS.
You know, those who is late where night did she come from and why do we care?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of like Amy Schumer. I got into a chat over the weekend about how no one knew who Amy Schumer was a year and a half ago, and then she just exploded on the scene. I'm not saying Samantha Bee is going to be as famous as Amy Schumer, but she seems to be in that same kind of trajectory where all of a sudden she's just somebody.
She's trying
kind
to shock
weird.
Us with the Full Frontal thing. All right, what else?
The biggest news story of the day, and this one Dougie is super duper sad about, it was announced. There was a lot of rumor that The Good Wife would be coming to an end. Well, CBS broke the news during a commercial at the Super Bowl yesterday, and The Good Wife is in its final 9 episodes of the series. It's going to come to an end in May after 7 seasons. Interesting for CBS to break the news in that way. I think it probably catches a little bit of buzz. The promo ran toward the end of the second quarter and touted the drama's final 9 episodes. The series finale is set for May 8th, which is a Sunday. Good news, if you are a fan of Jennifer Lopez, and really,
I am not. Yep.
Shades of Blue, which is, from what I hear, I've got them all on my DVR, but I was chatting with my dad about it, and he's like, this show is just so weird. He's like, it's good, but it's weird. Ray Liotta's a part of it. Jennifer Lopez is now finding more time for Shades of Blue. NBC announced this Friday that it renewed her series for a second season, and this comes after a really aggressive time shift for Shades of Blue. It had been, it's kind of revitalized the network. They put it on Thursdays at 10, and J-Lo also juggling, of course, American Idol's final season and her new Las Vegas concert residency, All I Have.
She plays an edgy character in this.
Yeah. I mean,
she plays a bad cop, basically, and and a single mom. It's a good show.
A lot of layers to the onion, I think, with her character, right? Friday Night Lights. Remember that show? It was a big deal. That
Classic.
Was one of those cult shows, sort of. Well, it's planning an epic 10-year reunion at this summer's ATX Fest. Entertainment Weekly has confirmed that members from the cast and crew will join together on a Texas football field in Austin for a meetup, a pep rally, live music, tailgating, and photo opportunities for fans. This comes 10 years after the show premiered on NBC, 5 years after it ended. Kyle Chandler will be there, probably, I would imagine. Cutie Pie, what's her name? Connie Britton with her pretty red hair from Nashville will be there as well. Other panels at ATX include Everybody Loves Raymond. They'll be having a 20-year reunion. The Shield Writers Room reunion, a conversation between The Wire's creator David Simon and Tom Montana.
Let me get this straight. This is just everybody's doing reunions for old shows that we used to watch.
You know what?
Where's Happy Days?
We play off nostalgia. Oh, don't worry. That'll be coming. I mean, look at how big. The Gilmore Girl revival started taping this past week, and the story has been everywhere. The show's not even out and ready. It hasn't even been recorded yet, and it's already a big
deal. Doug is going to be so upset he missed this. Where's Bonanza? Bring back the Lone Ranger.
That's right. it's all about nostalgia. All right, Woody Harrelson. Do we count him as a TV star still? He can be in the TV report, can he?
Yeah, from Cheers.
Former star of Cheers. Well, he is a marijuana advocate, probably just as much as he is an actor these days.
Shocker.
And he was one of nearly nearly 80 applicants to apply to open one of Hawaii's first medical marijuana dispensaries.
Wow.
Cha-ching. Right. He applied for a license in Honolulu County under his company Simple Organic Living.
Uh-huh.
And he's in the mix. If he gets this, Rich, whoever gets a medical marijuana dispensary in Hawaii, they're set. Give me a break.
And you know what else? I see a reality show coming.
I love it.
Yeah. Woody's Pot
Weed?
Store or something. Woody's Weed. Exactly. All right. Why am I not shocked at that? All right. Thank you, Jennifer. It's 51 past on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, an important fixture on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here to update some of the important medical stories of the week, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Ken will explain why he has his patients using this cardiovascular complement. How about that?
Very good.
You like that? Okay.
Yes.
Meanwhile, a couple of Zika stories to talk about. The Florida governor seems to be concerned about this after the news that there was a couple that had relations, and that seems to have transmitted the Zika virus. There are still many people who think this is way over the top, Ken, especially as to how it affects America. So where are we here?
I don't think it is, and I won't hype it, but if you just woke up after a 2-week sleep, the Zika virus, it's been linked to brain deformities in babies, and the CDC is advising pregnant women that if your male sexual partner has traveled to or lives in an area with active Zika virus transmission, Doug, you should abstain from sex or use condoms in the right way every time you have vaginal, anal, and oral sex for the duration of the pregnancy. This is the news about Zika. These new recommendations came one day after a Dallas, Texas woman became infected with the virus after having sex with someone who had recently returned from Venezuela infected with the mosquito-borne virus.
All right, now, Red Cross and others that take blood donations, how do they keep those who may have been exposed to the Zika virus from giving blood?
Well, I think that this is not a source of great alarm, and I think the Red Cross will keep this under control. What the American Red Cross has asked is that potential blood donors who have traveled to areas where Zika infection is active to wait 28 days before giving blood, and people who give blood and subsequently develop symptoms of Zika virus within 14 days of their donation, Doug, they should notify the Red Cross so their blood can be quarantined.
I'm looking at a picture of the Zika, the mosquito that carries it. Ugly.
It's pretty nasty, isn't it?
Mosquitoes are ugly anyway. All right.
More people die from mosquitoes than from any other animal.
Malaria. It's a big, that and diarrhea, right, are the two biggest killers around the world.
It's a big killer.
Yeah. All right. Good news for people who like to eat fish. As far as the risk for Alzheimer's, this looks like an interesting study.
Journal of the American Medical Association this week. It is good news for seafood lovers. Mercury found in fish does not lead to mental decline. And the second important discovery from this article is that eating moderate amounts of seafood has a protective effect for people who have this specific genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease.
All right. So is this fish oil supplements included? Would you say that
this
people who take a lot of fish oil?
These were from food diaries. They included tuna sandwich, fish sticks, cakes or sandwich,
really?
Fresh fish as a main dish, and shrimp, lobster, or crab.
All right, quick review of this sitting around problem we have and what happens to people who may be prone for type 2 diabetes anyway.
We need to get you up during the commercials, Doug. Diabetology. A medical journal this week, sitting for long stretches might boost your risk for type 2 diabetes, even if you exercise.
All right. So there's that story. Speaking of your heart and your well-being, Ken is a cardiologist. This is National Heart Month. So what do we need to know about Superbeats that will help protect our heart circulatory system, all the good things that you spend all day, every day trying to fix with people?
Well, trying to keep the 60,000 miles of circulation we all have in our body from head to toe as healthy as possible, we all need the third gas in the body, oxygen, carbon dioxide, but we need nitric oxide. This is Nobel Prize-winning information in 1998, and your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. And as we get older, we need to eat dietary nitrates, the building blocks of nitric oxide, or we're going to be deficient. And if we're deficient, our circulation won't relax to let the red blood cells carry the oxygen throughout your body from head to toe. And that's why I'm so happy that we have now a way to measure your nitric oxide level with these saliva test strips, which I recommend everybody do. And then if it is low, you can get from Neogenis their product Neo 40 to increase your tank of nitric oxide. And their other products, Super Beats, if you want to boost instead of caffeine or those energy drinks, you can get a boost during the afternoon before your workout or when you need it with their other product called Super Beats.
All right, here we go. This is the way to get Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Call now. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. It is a great product. 800-655-4183.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.